Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every Wednesday, just to remind everyone as well as myself, it's not just for the young, new beginnings. We can all start over again. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministries here each and every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock every Wednesday. And we do thank you for tuning in. Those that have tuned in by phone as well as those by internet. If you're tuning in for the first time, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. And if you would like to call in, we are an interactive Bible study. And what does that mean? That means that we like to interact with each other. Amen. We go through scripture and we just talk about it and just interact. And it doesn't make a difference where you're from all over the states. We get calls, and it's just beautiful just to be able to join in and just to just talk about the Word of God. Amen. We encourage each other. We thank you. We have prayer this evening. We have a speaker from out of Long Island, New York, and we invite her and thank her for being a part of this interactive Bible study. She is normally online and has a lot to say, and this evening she is going to be in the driver's seat. And so we're looking forward to what God has laid on our heart to share with us this evening. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and again, we're going to share you with you a bio, and then we're going to move on. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for this Bible blog. We pray that you would bless it, Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. We pray, Lord, that you would use us as vessels to be able to just encourage each other, encourage those who are listening by phone, by internet. We pray for your anointing, Heavenly Father. Your Holy Spirit will be a part of all that we say and all that we do. Lord, Father, we ask for a special prayer from a grandfather who has asked us to pray for his grandson, and Spence, who was jumped. And he's been in a coma for the last couple of days, and he has just opened his eyes. Lord, we pray for healing for this young brother. We pray that his body and his mind is intact as he recovers, Heavenly Father, from the injuries. And then more than anything, Father, we pray that he has a special relationship with you. Lord, Father, we know that when we have a relationship with you, that there's peace that we are surrounded by, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, for the speaker this evening. We pray that you would bless her, Heavenly Father, as she ministers to us this evening. Father, we just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, once again, we are New Beginnings, and this evening we have Minister Elder Herman, and she is out of Long Island, New York. Amen. She is a member of the Mount Calvary Holy Church of Huntington, Long Island. Her pastor is Gloria J. Mixon and Executive Dawn R. Mixon. Amen. She is a lover of her God and his gospel. Her passion and desire is to see people saved, delivered, and set free through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. One of our favorite scriptures is in Psalms 37:37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of man is peace. Amen. Minister Herman, are you on? Okay, I just realized that she is not even hot. Let me just turn her mic on. Minister Herman, I know that you heard us, and I do apologize. I did not have your mic potted up.
Oh, okay. I'm here. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Amen. We're just going to turn it over to you for the sake of time. Time goes by so fast.
Yes, it does.
Word of God. Amen.
Yes. Yes, it does.
We don't want to prolong what God has laid on your heart. We're going to open it up to you, and we do thank you. We do have a lot of members who have tuned in, you know, to be a part of this evening. And so we just, again, we just anxiously await, you know, to see what God has laid on your heart.
Okay, I'm ready. The Holy Spirit is ready. Listen, what I want to first say is that I'm going to read what God has given me. And anytime, anywhere, you can interject to say, Minister, I have something to say, or I have something to, you know, to input, okay? So we're going to do it like that. Is that all right?
Amen.
All right, amen. My scripture is coming from Matthew 22, 1 through 14. And it reads, "And Jesus answered and spake unto them again in parables and said, The kingdom of God," this is the King James Version, "the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, and one to his farm and another to his merchandise. And the raiment took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, he was angry, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. Then said he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, bad, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with the guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither, having not a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him head and foot, and take him away, and cast him into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are the called, but few are the chosen. My subject today is chosen beyond the call. Many are called, but few are chosen. These words Jesus gave at the end of parables, one in our main scripture tonight, and in the laborers, that's in Matthew 20. When you have a chance, you can read that. I looked up the word call, to do often, shout, speak loudly. I looked up the word chosen, to select out of a great number, to take one or another, to decide. Now, we know that's the dictionary and world's view, but of God, there are no limitations. Hallelujah. He wants and takes everyone. It is not his will that any should perish or be lost. Their choice is a free will. Many are the called. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the call. Who are they? The word of God tells us that whosoever will, let him come. That's an open invitation to the many on the planet. No exceptions to the rule. In verse 10, in our scripture, in verse 10, he says, So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. That's a blessing right there. God didn't consider just a group of people. He considered everyone. He considered everyone. God is so good. Hallelujah. No exceptions to the rule. Then the word of God says in Psalms 24:1, The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, the whole universe, the whole world is God's. And we see in the feast, in this marriage feast, the offer was to the in-house first. But what did they do? They had other things on their agenda. As we look in verse 3, and sent forth his servants, and verse 3 and verse 5. And everybody, they made light of it. They didn't even come. The looking, and also looking in Luke, if you could turn to that. Luke 14, real quick. Turn to Luke 14 with me.
Luke 14?
14 and 18.
Okay.
And 14 and 18 says, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And let's read 19. And another said, I have brought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. My God. We got many excuses. Many excuses. The Great Supper was also a place when they were asked to come. How many times have we or people that we know go in a holding, put God in a holding tank or a second to none thought in our minds? Too much going on in our life, too much going on, too much on our plates to pray, seek his will, to have a relationship with him. Like my friend Elder Rose Cooks has said, we've had conversation, and she says, you know what, people are making all these excuses, and they forget that it's God that gives them the breath and the strength from day to day to do what they do, to go where they need to go. So he said to the servant, go out, verse 9 and 10, into the highways, as many as bad and good, bid them to come. Sounds like the world's invitation to me. Yeah. Now let's talk about that. Let's talk about the chosen. Some people think that they are the very special people in the body of Christ or in the world. Don't get me wrong. There are people who are created for a specific thing, season and time, to do God's will. God has their name print and his design on their lives to reach the masses, like Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, John Kennedy, the Azusa Street explosion, Catherine Kuhlman, you know, Oral Roberts, just to name a few. Stevie Wonder, let me tell you, Stevie Wonder, Bob Marley, Beyonce. You know what? I'm trying to show you a spectrum of people that have things that they're reaching people. They're reaching people in masses. And in the ministry of Telenetwork, there's TBN, Daystar, New Beginnings Live Talk Radio, preachers and teachers, visionaries to meet the masses. Yes, they have their place and purpose. But let me share what the Holy Spirit shared with me. When he gave this subject, the call are the many in the earth. Yes, but the chosen are they that endureth to the end. That's the chosen. They are the people that occupy until he comes. Those are the chosen. Many doing something for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God's growth. God wants that for everyone, should make him their choice and make it in. Because at the end of the day, there will be a time when we have to ante up, where the rubber meets the road, and where we have to pay the piper. We have to seek God now. God uses anyone who has a willing heart and a passion for his passion. Souls. That's the bottom line. Souls in a relationship with him, chosen beyond the call. Many are the chosen, but many are the called, but few are the chosen. Holy Spirit reminded me of Judas, the betrayer of Jesus, was one of the chosen inner circles and didn't eat and didn't endure to the end. Although his fate in life was sealed and his and for a purpose, we see that through his greed and all sorts of things going on in his mind, we see that the chosen didn't mean stay put. We have to stay put. Stay put in love, faith, and integrity. Also, Holy Spirit led me to a scripture in John 6:63-71. And I'm only going to take the last portion of that. You can read it at your leisure. But Jesus, let me go to it. Hold on. Men and women of God, everyone, hold on. Let's go to it. Let's go to it because that's important. Let's go to it. I know you're all there before me. Anyway, the last portion of that I wanted to read.
Which verse?
St. John 6, 63-71. Okay. Where am I? Here. I'm looking at 66th verse. See, Jesus had many other disciples than the chosen 12. And in 66 it says, let's go up. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man come unto me, except it were given unto the Father, unto my Father. Then it says, from that time on, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. See? Just like Judas, you know, disciples to do a will for God. And some of them, whatever reason, went back, and they didn't endure with him. They were not rooted. They weren't grounded. Just like the parables of the seed, which is the word of God, how some of the seeds didn't take root in their hearts for the journey. The Lord never said that the journey would be easy. He didn't say that we wouldn't have to endure different hardships and different things. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And blessed is the man that overcomes the world and overcomes, they shall be crowned. No cross, no crown. God sees the heart of a person. When man is judging on the outside appearance to the world, they may be crossing the T's and dotting the I's, but in time, time will reveal who are chosen beyond the call. Chosen beyond the call. Chosen in the body of Christ. My pastor, let me just say this, my pastor, Mother Hiller, Mother Agnes Hiller of our church, and Mother Louise Griffin, they've gone on to see the Lord. But I remember back in the day when you'd see each one of them at different times, you know what they would say? They said, are you still saved, daughter? Meaning they knew that it was having this experience with Christ was going to be rough at times, that there would be many mountains to climb in a believer's life. So everyone, both in the body of Christ and those who have not yet came into the body of Christ, that's made Jesus their choice, we have purpose. Anybody that comes in with breath has purpose. God didn't, you were not an accident. God put us here for a reason, to do his will. The big picture isn't about us, isn't about what we can do or how we can strive. Those are all good things. But our main commission is the greatest command of them all. Matthew 22:37 and 39, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind. And 39, love thy neighbor as thyself. That's his commandment. And our commission is in Luke 14:23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel men and women. It says compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Chosen beyond the call. Are we? Will we? My soul says yes and amen. I'm done. Any questions? Anybody want to elaborate? I know I didn't give nobody time, but listen, God is good. He's telling us that it's not just special people or just you or me. It's everyone that wants to come to him, everyone that wants to be a part of the kingdom of God. He's there with, Jesus said, he's there with open arms. He knocks at the doors of our heart just to want to come in and sup with us. You know what? He loves us so much, people. He loves us so much. And you know what? Any sins that we do, body of Christ, we can go back and say, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us.
Amen.
But we can forgive us, Lord. But those that haven't yet came into the fold, you can ask Jesus to be your personal Savior. And all those sins, he says he throws it in the sea of forgetfulness. What you did yesterday won't mean a hill of beans of today when you accept Christ.
Amen.
Everyone is chosen. Those that endure to the end. But we are all called. Can we go beyond this call and be chosen until the end? Can we occupy the time? God's question to us. I'm done. I know it's
the thing that I look at. The thing that I look at when you were speaking in terms of there are no limitations. You know, there are no limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that just, you know, kind of supports that. You know, when he invited those to the wedding, they went out. He went out, and they, and he beckoned. The good and the bad were invited.
Yes.
It wasn't just one select group.
Come on now.
It wasn't those that had all the money. It wasn't those who were the elite.
Yes.
Invited the good and the bad to the invitation.
Amen.
And that's how I look at it in terms of.
That's good.
Talking about in terms of. God knocks on us. He's knocking on all of our hearts.
Yeah.
He's knocking on all of our hearts, but it's up to us, the free will, to be able to open up and allow him in.
Mm. That's right.
Allow him in. And that's the beauty of it.
It's
our own free will to determine whether we are going to allow him in. And once
Amen.
We open up, that's another story.
That's another
story.
That's good.
You know?
That's good.
That's another story. You know, our lives will never, ever be the same. Our lives
Amen.
Will never, ever be the same once we open up and allow Christ in within our hearts.
Amen.
You know, and I can say with myself, you know, the beauty of it, you know, is that we all, you know, it's looking, I think you were going back, you talked about in terms of many who had chose not to follow him.
Yeah.
Even though that they saw miracles, many were not disciples, but even though that they saw the miracles and what Jesus could do at that time, they still chose not to follow him.
Wow. Yep.
They
That's
still
it.
Chose not to follow
wow.
him.
Wow.
That was a choice.
Mm-hmm.
That was a choice. And that's what Jesus Christ does, you know, the Holy Spirit does with those who are called in to the invitation, for the
yes.
who are invited to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They're called in, but they have a choice whether they're going to come. They took light of it.
Yes, they did.
Today, do we take light of Jesus Christ?
Come on now.
Do we take light of Jesus Christ in terms of who he is, our Lord and Savior? Amen? Or do we see him as being real? I think that's powerful when you take light of an invitation. You know? That's pretty powerful.
Thank you. Amen. God be the glory. Anybody else? All right.
And when you chose, when you are chosen.
Any comments?
Yes. When you're chosen on the call, that's a big responsibility. And a lot of people don't want to take that responsibility by being chosen beyond the call.
Amen.
And it's a lot because there's certain things that you have to strip those things that's not of God. You got to strip those things that's not of God to be really chosen by God, because once you are chosen by God, you're being used.
Yes, amen.
And see, if God uses you, God can't use you in a bad temple. Your heart got to be right. So a lot of people don't go and take that call because that responsibility, and then there's things that you have to strip before the Lord to be clean and to be used by God.
Amen. Amen.
So it's a great responsibility.
And piggybacking off of you, Elder, what I was thinking about is how the Lord had said that you can't be. See, a lot of us in the body of Christ, we're straddling the fence. You know, we're in and we're out. You know, Sunday morning we're in, Monday morning we're out. And nobody knows, well, who are you? You know, masquerade. But the word of God says, you can't be, I'd rather you hot or cold. You got to choose this day. Or he don't want you lukewarm, because the word said he'll spew you out of it. It's like throw up. You know, it's like throw up. Like, I can't use you because I don't know where you stand, where your heart is. One minute you're with me, and the next minute you're not. One minute you're my disciple, and the next minute you walked away. You know? This message that Holy Spirit gave me, it's for all of us to take inventory of ourselves, take stock of where we're going and how we're pursuing. See, we need to pursue the Lord, because in pursuing him, he'll direct it, because the word of God says, he directs our path. And our path, we never know who we're going to meet. That individual that might even pass away in their sleep.
I'm doing fine.
Come on.
Yeah. I would just like to say that a lot of times we as Christians, we forget who we represent. We represent everybody but Jesus Christ.
When we accept
Christ as our Savior and he calls us, we have to leave the world behind.
Yeah.
We can't think about what people think. We have to focus on what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said, be holy as I am holy.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're going to do wrong, but each day we need to have that close relationship with him. In the morning we need to pray, and we need to get into his word. And not only get into his word, but we have to meditate on it, ask
Amen.
The Holy Spirit to help us to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
We can't talk it, but we need to walk it as well. And then we need to share the gospel with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we show or demonstrate that we are of Christ, then people are going to want to follow us. Sometimes people, even though no matter how Christ-like you are, some people are going to hate you,
mm-hmm.
but they hate
mm-hmm.
Christ. So mm-hmm. we just have to make up our minds because time is running out.
Yes,
we are in the last of the last days.
Yes.
And we're saying church. We have to stop saying church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the church needs to be cleaned up, starting with the head.
Mm-hmm.
We need
mm-hmm.
to get into prayer more at the church. I mean, they used to have, when I was little, even when I was growing up,
prayer meeting,
prayer time,
yeah,
prayer meetings,
mm-hmm.
where you pray.
That's old school.
You pray mm-hmm. and ask God to cleanse them. It
mm-hmm.
says, create in me a clean heart and renew a righteous spirit in me.
Mm-hmm.
And see,
mm-hmm.
we want to do our own thing. We want to walk by the flesh instead of walking by the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to pray for one another. And that's very important, to intercede for one another, because we all need prayers. I don't care how holy we think we are.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Need prayers, and we need to talk to God on a daily basis. Not just on Sundays or just on Wednesdays,
mm-hmm.
but we need to talk to him every day.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to talk to our children,
mm-hmm.
see, and our children's children,
because mm-hmm.
they're looking at us to see how we act. We talk holy, but do we walk holy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot to, China's running out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you see the disasters and the increase in crime rates and
mm-hmm.
how rebellious kids are with adults and with their parents, and how these parents are killing their kids, leaving
mm-hmm.
them in the car, lying, saying that they didn't know, or they're killing their babies. It's just getting ridiculous. And God is going to hold us responsible. We
mm-hmm.
have to be united in the church, and
mm-hmm.
it's too much division in the church. God is up there, and he's not happy with us. We got to do something.
You know, what you were saying about that scripture and what God says, be ye holy for I'm holy.
Right.
You out there in radio land, listen, that holy, be ye holy, God's talking about our spirit. He's talking
right.
about our heart. He's talking right. about in our flesh dwells no good thing. Now,
right.
you know, it's a process, but you know what, God? His grace is sufficient that, you know what, when you mess up, go back. Lord,
right.
help me. Create in me, like the sister said, a clean heart and a right spirit. Yes, Lord, I want to, but I'm having a little hard time over here. We got to talk to him. We have to have conversation with him. And as far as God commands us, he commands us to, you talked about prayer. I was doing a study with one of the sisters in our church. She's an elder, Patty Little. And you know what? I'm giving her a shout-out. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, it's interesting because she was giving us a study on prayer. And you know what?
Yeah.
I had no – God commands us, church, to pray.
Pray without
– when he says
pray
watch as well as pray, he commands
yeah.
us. Just like the sister said, there's so much going on out there. We're to pray. We're to intercede
right.
for the people and for the government and for our leaders in church
yeah.
and in the world. Because God has called us, we, the body of Christ, to not that the world should change us, but that we should change the world.
Right.
Because we're the pilgrims of the light.
And he doesn't expect the world to do anything because it's foolishness to them. The gospel is foolishness to them.
Yes.
But to us, it's the power of God because he transforms lives. And through the power of the gospel, lives are transformed.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get busy.
Somebody else want to comment? And my thing and my take on that, too, is if we, the body of Christ, is acting like the world and we're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be the safety net and the hospital, where's the world going to come to when they're hurting? when they're bleeding, when their hearts are torn out, when the world, all the world does is chew you up and spit you out. And if we, the body of Christ, is acting like the world, where are the people that don't know Christ? Where are they going to go? They have to come to us, the body of Christ, because at the end of the day, it's what matters to God. Are we showing? Are we examples? Are we reaching our brothers and sisters? In-house and out-house.
I know I had to apologize to this lady the way I was acting because I was impatient. I was in a hurry. And then, I was on the telephone. And then after everything was over, I said to myself, I was not nice to this lady. And I said, Miss, I said, can you forgive me? Because I said, I don't think I was, I said things in an angry way because I was impatient. And I said, and she said, oh, that's all right. I said, no, it's not all right. I said, I didn't do right. I didn't talk right. So I had to ask God to forgive me, but I did ask her first to forgive me, and then I asked God to forgive me and help me not to do that again.
And God honored that act. He honored that.
We do that as Christians. We forget who we are, who we represent. And that could turn the off or turn the on, you know?
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm sorry.
I just want you guys to pray that God would use me in a mighty way because he has blessed me from I'm a cancer survivor of last year.
Amen.
And I know he wants me to do even more. And that's what I want to do. Matter of fact, I'm studying the seven churches. I want to do a Bible study on the seven churches because the churches need to know what category they're in, and they don't know. There's so much filth in the church, and it's just that people say, well, I don't want to get involved. I go to church. But you know what? We are the people that represent the church, and if we let Satan continue to run the church, then the church is going to be messed up, and people that the world is going to come in because they want to live the way they see these so-called Christians is living, and that's the way they're already living.
But you know what God does in his wisdom? What he does is he asks us to pray. This is why he says watch as well as pray. We have to pray for the people in the body of Christ. You know, there's a lot of people out there struggling. Even the leaders. We have to pray mostly for them because they're the ones being attacked on every side because they're bringing the word of God. But what he wants us to do is pray and make sure. God told me a long time ago, he said, Edna, be concerned, but be ye not concerned. That means you pray for them, but don't get caught up in the goings-on. You continue to pray. You continue to pray for them. You continue to pray for circumstances. He says, then I'll do the rest. And you know what? That's given me peace and rest. To do what I need to do. See, because at the bottom line, if God don't change an individual, we can't do it. Only God. All we can do is drop the seed.
Working within them, once they receive the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit, we either yield to the Holy Spirit or stay in the natural. And only when we stay in the natural, we're going to do things wrong. When we yield to the Holy Spirit, he's going to it's our past.
But you know what I thank God for? As he continues to work on any individuals, his grace is sufficient. You know You know what? Yes. You know why? Because where somebody might cut them off because they're not doing as like the scripture is saying, God is saying, yes, but I see beyond just what's happening to them or what they're doing right now, because I knew their end at the beginning. So even all those things that they're going through in between, just pray for them because I got them. I got them. See, we have to learn not to get too caught up in how I'm not saying not pray for the church, but we can't allow the church to maybe even sometimes make us bitter and make us turn away. Because those that are some seemingly gone astray, we have to pray. The Bible says if the brethren is caught in a fault, we, and I don't know if I'm quoting it right, we have to restore them in love. It is through loving kindness that he drawed us, that we're to draw them. We, you know what? He wants to bring them out, to bring them in okay. unto him. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well,
hallelujah.
I have to, yeah.
We're going to pray for you. Let me say this. We're going to pray for you, sister, because mm-hmm. everyone that goes through experiences, God is using those experiences. You said you're a cancer survivor. Let me tell
yeah.
you something. There's somebody in your path that's going to go through the very thing that you went through, and you're to encourage them. And to you know, the things that you went through, you can relate.
Right,
you can relate
right.
to them.
Oh, yeah, yes. And God drew me closer to him because I had more time to sit down, and I found out I didn't have the faith that God required of me. I thought I had the faith, but
right.
sitting there, not being able to go different places and
right.
getting more into his word because I had more time to get more into his
wow.
word, and he was showing me I was being real busy, busy,
right.
busy, get busy and forget. What
yeah.
what we are supposed to do for the Lord.
Right.
We start too much what man requires instead of what God requires.
Mm-hmm.
But God
mm-hmm.
I have really gotten even closer to the Lord, and I just ask him to help me to remain closer, to get even closer each and every day.
Amen. Well, he says, he that hungers and thirsts for righteousness shall be filled.
Filled, right.
Amen. Any other comments or comments on the?
I got on the.
Praise
the Lord. A lot of numbers out here. If you want to make a comment, your mic is open.
Please make a comment. Join the conversation. It's all good. God is so good, and he's worthy of the praise. And you know what? It's not by might, nor by power, but it is by his spirit that we live and move and have our being, to be one of the chosen beyond the call. He loves us so much. He really does.
I believe, hello?
Amen.
Yes, prophetess, this was a good subject.
Amen.
Because God has told us has chosen us beyond the call, and there's a need out there.
Yes.
There's a need out there to reach the lost and reach the ones that are not coming to church.
Yes.
Reach the ones that are hurt from church.
Oh, right.
You know, this is a very good subject, and it's important to be chosen by God. Why not be used by God?
Amen.
You know, we'll be used by the devil so much. Why not be a vessel for a mouthpiece for God?
Amen.
Because God can't come down here to be that mouthpiece. He uses us.
Yes, that's right.
To be that mouthpiece to speak a word to somebody's life. And why
Amen.
Not do that? I believe it's an awesome thing. Like I stated before, you know, the call is great.
Yes,
the
it is.
The call is quite great. And God is looking for you to be that mouthpiece. All you have to do is open up and receive what the Lord has for you.
Amen.
And I guarantee you, if you open up your heart and open up what he has for you, he give you the direction. He give you the blueprint of everything that you have to do.
Amen.
See, the great thing is that when he chooses you, there's directions with it. You're not alone.
Amen.
You're not alone with the call. It's a call. He gives you direction. He tells you what to do. He tells you what to say. So I just want to say this is really an awesome thing. And is anyone out there in radio land, you don't know your calling? Seek the Lord.
Amen.
Meditate on the word and begin to seek the Lord for your calling in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
I have a comment. I believe that that this message is going to be heard by some people, of course, that don't know their calling, but also by people that may not be secure in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So as we pray, I would like you to please, lead them through the prayer of salvation also.
Oh, my goodness. That's a witness. I was going to ask if I can do an altar call. I didn't know how the radio works like that, and I was going to ask that. Praise God.
Yeah, I believe that's what the
Praise
Lord
God, Doctor.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Amen. And you know what? It's 10-2 right now, and I'd like to do that right now. And I just want to say I thank you for the opportunity, Elder John and Dr. Suzanne, for the opportunity to share what the Lord has given me. I thank God for his love and opportunity towards us, not just me, not just towards all of us. He loves us so much. So if we can, let's go to the throne of grace.
Okay,
hallelujah.
You.
If there's
hallelujah.
No more comments, is there any more comments?
Don't forget to pray for Bernice Washington, the one that's speaking right now. God, continue to heal me spiritually and physically, and to just continue to help me to do his will.
Okay.
In ministry.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. And I just want to say, like I said before, he loves us so much, and he wouldn't have not one of us be lost. But I want to offer this prayer to all those that are listening that has not yet come into the ark of safety, to the relationship of Jesus Christ. I want you, if you can, no matter where you are, repeat that after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins.
Thank
I believe you. That you are the Son of the living God. I want to turn my life over to you. Use me for your purpose and for your glory. Use me, Lord Jesus. I receive you right now as my Lord and Savior. I want to say that if you receive that prayer and you receive Christ as your personal Savior, Tell someone about it. See, the devil, once you accepted Christ, the devil don't want you to say anything about it. But tell someone. Tell someone that you received Christ as your personal Savior. And if you can, call the ministry. Call New Beginnings Ministry to let them know. You have the number. To let them know that you received Christ as your personal Savior. And listen, to the body of Christ, to all of us that have seemingly strayed away or haven't made Jesus the utmost person in our lives, or we're treating him like a drive-by Savior here and there and everywhere, listen, to you right now, repeat after me, Lord Jesus, not only come into my heart again, but cleanse me. Fill me again with your precious Holy Spirit. Forgive me, Lord, that I haven't given you the utmost importance in my life. Draw me back, Father. Draw me back, Lord Jesus, unto yourself. For I know that it's because of you I live and move and have my being. Take me again, wash me, cleanse me, mold me over, for you are my master, and I am your masterpiece. Please, recreate in me a clean heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
God be the glory.
Oh, I'm sorry. And for Bernice Washington, I'm so sorry. For Bernice Washington, Lord, you know the desires of her heart. Continue to move. Continue to have your will and your way in her life. Lord, continue to to build her up where she seemingly is weak. Lord, build her up, hallelujah, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that she's a survivor. Lord, hallelujah, it was because of you, for you saw her. You saw the day that she would need you even more. You drew her even closer unto you. Now she asked, dear Father, if you draw her even closer. Father, we thank you. And Lord, bless all those that are sick and that are challenged in their bodies or in their mind. Lord, continue to move by your power and your anointing. Let the blood of Jesus just rest, rule, and abide. Hallelujah. In them and wherever they are. In Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory.
And it be the glory. Amen.
Back to you, Elder and Dr. Suzanne. I'm done. To God be the glory.
God bless all of you.
God bless you too.
We enjoyed your topic, you know, and I believe that, you know, you spoke to many hearts, and, you know, we're praying that, you know, those that that you prayed for have received or will receive Jesus Christ in their lives.
Yeah.
We're expecting, you know, we're always expecting great things to happen when Jesus Christ is in the midst of anything that goes on.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward. We're looking forward for the victory. We're looking forward.
Amen.
Amen. You know,
amen.
That's why faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things seen. So we thank you for definitely for what God has laid on your heart, and we truly believe that people's lives will be changed, and we do thank you again. We are looking at 3 minutes. We're going to be closed. Mm-hmm. We're going to close out at this time. Are there any more comments before we close out and the music comes in? Any comments? Amen. We have a lot of numbers on this board. Any comments? Please, we don't want to leave you out.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Heavenly Father, just for coming together on one accord. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for illuminating your word, Heavenly Father, and unveiling the mysteries of your word. We pray that you would apply it to our hearts, Heavenly Father. Apply it to our walk. Apply it to our talk. And, Lord, Father, that we would be change agents, Heavenly Father, that we would go out and telling men, women, boys, and girls that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Father, we just decrease so that you will increase, and we'll be sure to give you the praise.
The praise. Amen.
Tuned in, Internet, we thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this. We invite you back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. For those of you by phone, thank you so much for being a part of it. There is power in unity. Let me just say that again. There's power in unity.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That God on each and every one of us, because we take time out of our busy day just to lift up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We do thank you once again. Remember,
amen.
We love you, but you most. Amen.
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 I can look beyond the